A Prayer for When Getting What You Wanted Wasn't Enough by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Leah Martin. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy 7:9. As a young woman, I believed that getting married was the ultimate fairy tale. Cinderella found her prince and all was well, happily ever after, right? Then I got married and I figured, no, happiness was actually found in cementing marriage with children. After all, there's always a sequel to the Disney movie. Then I reckoned surely happiness lay in getting a novel published and accomplishing a longtime dream. So one daughter, 14 novels, and one divorce later, I found myself still unhappy, still achy, and longing. But I chalked it up to the fact that I'd been abandoned by my ex, and I simply needed to replace my happily ever after with a new one. I needed Prince Charming to slip that glass high heel on my freshly pedicured toes. Then I'd have what I wanted. 4 bad relationships later, I realized glass slippers were really hard to walk in. Plus, I could never figure out that trademark loose tendril princess bun. Prince Charming didn't exist. Well, I was right and wrong. Turns out there is a prince, but I'd confused his identity with ones in fleshly form. Something God has been teaching me the hard way is that there is no dream that is deeply fulfilling outside of him. As a woman who has now walked through divorce, multiple relationships, engagement, and remarriage, he is showing me daily that while there is happiness and blessings, it's all empty without him in first place. The moment he slides out of order in my priority lineup, nothing satisfies anymore. When we seek after God first, the rest falls into place. Much like Cinderella's stepsisters squeezing their toes into a shoe not meant for them, when we quit trying to force our relationships, jobs, and children to validate and define us, we can rest in the embrace of the true prince. It's not always easy. It's a daily fight, but the victory is already ours in Christ. Now go live like it. Let's pray. Jesus, you are more than a prince. You're my Savior, my Redeemer. I know that nothing outside of a relationship with you will satisfy the desires of my heart. Lord, help me long for you above all other relationships on this earth, even good relationships you've given me to enjoy. Help me love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Help me live my life for you and not what I can gain from it. In Jesus' name, amen.
I found myself on a ledge, 3 stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Ant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.